Good morning. Today is the 12th day of the Omer. If you haven't had a chance to count us yet, please remember to do so during daylight hours. And just a reminder that we study Mishnayos every single day, Le'ilui Nishmas, Sara, Malka, Basar, B'Yitzchak. We are studying Masechta Nagoyim. We are in the 13th parak. We are studying Mishnayos Zayin and Ches Hatame Omei Tachas Ha'ilon. What if you have the person who's a Metzora? He's standing underneath a tree. Ve'ha'tahor Omei Over. And a Torah person is passing under the tree. So because the tree itself takes on the status of Tumah, because the Tamei person is there, so Tamei, the Torah person who passed underneath it, is now Tamei. Hator Omei Tachas Ha'ilon. But when you have a Torah person who's standing underneath the tree, Vatame Over, the Tamei person happens to just walk past underneath it, Tahor, the Torah person stays Tahor. Why? Because there's no establishment yet. So Im Amad, but if the Tamei person stopped there, so then Tamei, the Torah person, now becomes Tamei since he's in the same place as the Metzora who's established himself there. The same thing is going to be true with the stone that was taken out of the house that has the Neged Saras on it. Torah, if a guy's carrying it and he's getting ready to throw it in a Tamei place, so and he passes under a tree, the person underneath the tree is going to remain tahor. But if the person carrying the stone puts it down, so then the person who is underneath the tree, together with the Eben HaMenugas, is going to be tamei. Tarsha hechnis rosho v'rubo l'bayis is tamei. If a Torah person puts his head and most of his body into a tamei house, we're told haboel habayis kol yimei yizgiro so yitmar ha'arav. So if he sticks his head into a house that's tamei, into a tzaras house, so then he's going to make himself tamei. He's going to be tamei. The tamei sheichnis rosho v'rubo labayis tahor. But a tamei person who sticks his head and most of his body into a house, Metzora's head and most of the body enters the house, so everything in anything in the house is going to be tamei. And so therefore, he is going to go ahead and timahu, he's going to make it a tamei. Talas tahor shechnis yimeno shalosh labayis tamei. If you have a small piece of cloth that measures at least 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos, 3 finger sizes by 3 finger sizes, enough that it's going to be susceptible to become tamei, when it goes into a house that has tzaras, it's going to become tamei. Utameisha echnis mimena afilu kazayis labayis tor. And if somebody takes an olive-sized piece of a tamei garment into a Torah house, timatu, it's going to be significant. In other words, if you have this olive-sized piece of a garment that has tzaras on it, the Torah compares the mitzvah to the dead person, so tzaras is treated like a corpse, which means that even the garment is treated like the corpse. Kazayis is the size necessary of a corpse to transmit corpse tumah, as we learned in Masechta Ohalos, and so therefore, if there's a kazayis of the garment that goes into a Torah house, timatu, it's going to be considered having turned it tamei. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day and a terrific Shabbos.